This is the Lord's Day. Amen?
Amen.
And we celebrate also Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all mothers who are here. Looking at the youth, I gave praise to God for their wonderful voices, for the energy. I pray that what they sang will be a reality in their lives. And I thought, mothers, you did a good job. May God bless you for all your hard work. We need mothers. We need wives. We need the most precious gift that God gave us. And if you don't believe me, this is not for the youth only. It's for us, but I said, I will say it. As I walked, one of our sisters came to us, to me and Fratelli Valli, and said, look in the front. Does something look not balanced to you? And we both looked, and everything looked okay. And she said, it's not symmetrical. This is on one side, that's on one side. If for nothing else, we need our sisters for the wonderful feeling of, you know, that they have for beautiful things, for nice things, for the aesthetic gift that God put in them. May God bless them. Mothers, wives, sisters, grandmothers. A little boy was 4, and the next day he was about to turn 5. So before he went to bed, his mom asked him, so how old are you right now? And he said, I'm 4. So tomorrow, how old are you going to be tomorrow? And he pulled his mom's finger and counted. Mom said, so tomorrow you are going to be 5. And he said, yes, tomorrow I'm going to be a handful. Well, for those of you who were a handful when you were young, for those of you who were the best child that a mom could hope for, you know your mom. And you know that she was there to first give you birth. And then she was there to nurture you. She was there to kiss all the boo-boos away, right? She was there to band-aid all the scrapes. She was there waking up in the middle of the night and staying until the morning, so that in the morning she can get in the car or get to work. She was always there with an ear to listen, always with a good advice, always with a rule to enforce, always preparing food, always waiting, crying, smiling, always with a big, big heart. And someone said that the biggest proof against evolution doesn't have to be found or looked for in the fossil record. The biggest proof against evolution are the mothers. Because he said, how else, if the evolution is true, how can moms still have only 2 hands to do all the things that they do for us? And it's true. And today, while we recognize that they give so much, it's time maybe to ask ourselves, what should we give our mom for Mother's Day? If you're thinking roses, cards, strawberries with chocolate, good grades. For good grades, it's not too late. But for the rest, it's a little bit too late. It's still 6 o'clock. The stores are still open. I hope you did that part. But I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about something that is, I believe, in deep in her heart, every single mother wants. It's the gift that the mom cannot buy for herself. No one can buy it. Only the child, whether it's 1, 4, 10, 15, or 20, can give to her. It's the gift, I believe, that the Bible urges us who call ourselves children, who have parents, and in this day, who have a mother. It's the gift that the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then continues, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that is, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life on earth. In the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 12, it says, that you may live well in the land that God gave you. So I urge you tonight to consider this gift for your mom. Yes, for your dad too, but today is Mother's Day. So let's make it direct for your mom. Honor your mom. Honor your mom. To honor means to give special esteem, special respect, to treat someone as is a noble. To accord dignity to someone, to treat someone with special courtesy, to recognize and hold in respect, to show not only respect, but deep respect. Honor your mom. Honor your mother. Honoring is not a matter of attitude only. It's a matter of deed as well. Honor the position, but also honor the merit. Honor your mom today and every day. The culture is not conducive to honoring our parents, to honoring our mom. The Bible says, when talks about the teachers of the day, Jesus says, you are hypocrites, because the law of God said, honor your parents, and you said, no, our tradition says something different. And we are confronted with that too. The Bible describes also the end of the days and describes the people without God and says, among other things, they disobey their parents. So peer pressure, tradition is not conducive to that. And yet, tonight, this evening, I urge you to honor your mom, to treat her as she is the precious being in your life. Human being in your life. You know why? Because she is. How can you do that in a practical way? You can show her affection. We are so afraid of saying to our parents, I love you. I speak from experience. Maybe you are different. And now my parents are gone. And I realize I didn't say it enough. But show your mom affection. Tell her, I love you, mom, in words and in your deeds. The Bible says, her children arise, you see the act, and call her blessed. Say, I love you. I don't know why it's so hard to say, I love you to your mom after a certain age. Secondly, you can honor your mom by showing appreciation. Proverbs 23, verse 22 says, listen to your father and do not despise your mother when she is old. Appreciate her. Appreciate everything she does, says for you. Show her appreciation. You honor her that way. Thirdly, show her and treat her with attention. In the book of Proverbs, Solomon says, my son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. You know what? I think it's hard to forget our father's teaching. I never forget the teaching of my father, because pretty much every single time they were followed by something really sharp in different parts of my body. But mom teaches us with a soft voice, with love. And it's so easy to forget. But the Bible says, do not forget. Do not forget. Pay attention to what she says. I pray you do that. I pray you do that, because she puts not only her mind, but her heart in everything she says and does for you. Mom's lessons are gentle. And the Bible says, do not forget her teachings. Jesus did not forget his mom. He was on the cross. And on the cross, he turned to John and says, this is your mom. Take care of her. I pray that you, as children, children of God and children of your earthly parents, you will never forget not only the teachings, but also you will not forget her birthday, maybe their anniversary. You'll always remember the important days in her life. Fourthly, acknowledge, recognize her authority. When she disciplines you, do not rebel. You know why? The Bible says that the eye that scorns obedience to a mother will be pecked out by ravens. And lastly, affirm her. Pray for mom. The Bible says to pray for all people. Why not start praying by your mom? For your mom. Amen? I'm sure she wants to pray with you, but I urge you to pray for her. Do you know how many hours she spent praying for you? Pray not only for your mom, but pray also for all the moms who are hurting. Hurting because disobedience, sin, children who are far away from God and from the family. And I pray that if you are one of those who causes pain to your mom, I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to you tonight, and you will repent, and you will come back. You will come home, not only to God, but back to your family. Amen? Amen. Amen. This is a command, the only command that's followed by a promise, that you will be blessed. And you know what? I have seen many people who obeyed their parents, honored their mom, and they did not live a long life. They were not blessed. But you know what? I have never seen with my eyes or read of a person who disobeyed, disrespected, didn't honor his or her mom, and was blessed by God. Never. You want to be blessed. You want to benefit of all the blessings that God can and is willing to give you. I urge you tonight, today, and always, honor your mom. It is the will of God. It's pleasing to God. May God help you and every single one of us do that. Amen.